Joining us right now is Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma. My friend, it's an honor to have you with me anytime. Thank you for the time today.
Well, Don, it's nice to be with you. That makes my case, what the president said this morning. You might recall back when I was fighting the $700 billion bailout, I said there's nothing in this language that says what we're going to use the money for. It's giving a blank check to the executive, or worse yet, to Paulson, to do with what he wants. And then we saw that today, without going to Congress, without any kind of oversight, he has now said he's going to dump a bunch of money on the bailout. Now, really, the auto bailout's not near as bad as the $700 billion, and people have forgotten that happened first, Don, and that's what should not have happened. And now the only thing we can do is try to freeze the last $350 billion to keep them from using it, because they'll use it if we don't.
Well, I'm with you on it all the way. I was when you first raised your voice, and I thank God that you're there doing so, along with a few others. But this really is just unilateral action on the part of the White House and Treasury to do as they wish. And as you say, there's no way we can find out where half that money's already gone. Is that correct?
You know, well, yeah, because Paulson, he's the one who's promised, nothing in writing, but promised it was going to be used to buy damaged assets. And then immediately, not 10 minutes after he had his hands on the money, he just totally ignored what he had said. And he went on to start dropping money in banks. I might add, Don, and this sounds kind of bad to say, but he was putting money in banks with which he has connections. He's actually served on the board, and we're talking about $25 billion here, $25 billion there, 15 here, and we have no oversight. Now, can I just for a second, to give our listeners, because it's hard to grasp these big numbers, what I do, Don, every time I hear a big number, I recognize there are 140 million households in America that file tax returns. If you do your math, this is $5,000 a family. That's what this $700 billion is. And that's why we've got to try to do something. And what I'm doing now on talk radio all over the nation is to say we have a Senate bill, S-3697. I just need to have people get their senators to call in and co-sponsor it. We can put Harry in a position where he'll have to take it up, and we can save, hopefully, the last $350 billion.
Would you agree the average American puts far too much trust in what happens inside the Beltway, because they're busy with their own lives, and that's what they assume they've sent their representatives, their congressmen and senators, and the White House to do?
Well, I think, Don, there are a lot of senators and probably House members, but I'm closer to the Senate, senators who'd like to redeem themselves, and this is the way to do it, is to sign on to this thing. This is the first time in American history. First of all, it's the largest single expenditure in the history of our country. Secondly, it's the first time money was given to an unelected bureaucrat to do with anything that he wanted to do with it, with no oversight. It's just, it's so outrageous, I don't have the proper words.
So bottom line is, what we want folks to do is call their senators and encourage passage of legislation S-3697.
That's correct, and particularly call the ones who voted for the $700 billion bailout, because the ones who were the handful that were with me opposing it, they'll be all right. We'll get them.
Quick final word on outrage over the bailout today of the automakers. I agree that's a small amount of the big picture, but it's serious what was done, right?
Oh, it's absolutely serious. Well, it sets a precedent. You might also remember when I opposed the $700 billion, I said, who's going to be next? I mentioned the aviation industry, the auto industry, anyone else who's got a problem. We're now saying, don't worry about it. The government's here to help, and they're going to bail you out. And that is the precedent that is bad and people are looking at right now.
Well, I appreciate your time. I hope we can talk again soon as this thing continues, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, Don.
All right, that's Senator Jim Inhofe. And again, folks, he has been one of those strong and cogent voices on, it's your money. It's your money. Think about it. $5,000 per tax-paying family in America tied up in that $700 billion bailout. He's got some other figures he's used as contrast or comparisons as well. We'll come back to those in a moment. But we appreciate him taking time today, just in from a flight, to talk with us for a few minutes.